Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the bean market has found its lows as of our cycle window of the 20th through the 22nd of July. And, of course, it continues to come up, and we're pushing on the highs of last week. That's good. That's a good sign for this market. We're trying to stabilize as we put in, maybe put back a little potential for weather premium, kill time, and, of course, concerns over heat in the Black Sea, causing some stress on soybeans and also on sunseed crops, along with the fact that we also have huge demand by China. In fact, this morning the USDA announced another sale of 486,000 metric tons of new crop soybeans to China. And so for the past 2 weeks, they have taken nearly 3 million metric tons of beans. And so it's thought that U.S. exporters have told Chinese crushers that they have only two booking spaces left at the Gulf for October and three in November. So they're encouraging China to buy as soon as possible before they run out of fall shipping space due to logistical problems and expectations of a huge, humongous corn crop. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.